Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Your 13 teams are set to go to Orlando. Portland, New Orleans, Sacramento, San Antonio, and Phoenix are the five outright playoff team or non-playoff teams that are going to show up. You just heard Woj explain it. And then Washington, the lone Eastern Conference team outside of the playoffs that will show up. And John Wall reportedly is set to return for this.
He's going
to
play.
He says he's feeling good. There's been videos that have surfaced. So I'm actually pretty excited because I think if Washington can get a healthy John Wall, they for sure could overlap Orlando or at least get to the point where they could play the Magic for the eighth seed in the East. Mm-hmm. But yeah, great news to wake up to. Now, the only thing that sucks for me, and they didn't change this. I wish they would. I still hate the end of July start. Yeah. I think you're wasting 2.5 weeks there. I see no reason why this shouldn't be starting in very early, almost mid-ish July, 10th, 11th, 12th. Testing should not be a problem for you. You're the NBA. It sounds like Disney World's ready to go. Mm-hmm. I know they want to get people back and training and all that, but man, that's such a long time. But at least we've got the NBA returning. And what are your general thoughts when you saw what they're planning to do with 22 teams, the play-in tournament, all that?
Well, first and foremost, it's nice to have something concrete. This is no longer a hypothetical. We know what the format is, how many games will be played. Portland will be involved with it. I'm with you on the start date. A little frustrating. We got to wait till the end of July for this thing to kick off. It's going to screw them, I think, going into next year. That's a different conversation, though. We know what the format is, and it's concrete, and that has me jacked as a sports fan. I'm a 50-50 on the format because part of me, I just think it should have been let's go into the playoffs and this should be about wrapping up the season in the fastest way you possibly can so that it doesn't defer the start of next season longer than you necessarily need to. So that's a part of it that I don't like. The part of it that I do like is the fact that Portland's going to be involved. They're going to get 8 regular season games out of this. And they have a great shot of potentially playing for that 8th playoff spot because they're 3.5 back of Memphis. All they have to be after the 8 games is 4 back going into whatever that play-in situation would be. And then it's a double elimination for them, a single elimination for whoever is in the 8th seed at that point. So that part of it I like because we'll get a chance to see Portland. And I think it's going to be a huge carryover thing for this fan base, man. Like, this year sucked. And it feels so far removed because it's been over 2 months now since we've seen them play. This was an awful season from start to finish. They got off to a terrible start. Collins goes down. You didn't see Nurkic. CJ was terrible in the first half of the season. Like, it was nothing but depressing news after depressing news. And so to get a chance to watch him now, Collins is going to play. They've reported that. Nurkic is going to play. They've reported that. We don't know how much. But whether they make the playoffs or not, just to get a chance to watch him for 8 games, it's just going to be fun to see him back on the court. And I think it's going to give you some real momentum as a fan base going into next year of saying, that's right. That's what the team would have looked like.
I think the lone thing you've had all year as a Blazer fan was Dame's incredible hot stretch of play and the win in L.A. on Kobe night. Yeah. Like, to go in there and to do that, nobody thought that would happen. Here is an idea of what their schedule. So since you're not sending all the West teams back and all the bad East teams, you basically eliminate them off the schedule. Portland is looking at Memphis, Houston, Dallas, Boston, Philly, Brooklyn, Utah. That's only 7. I believe, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Well, yeah, that's, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's 7. So you throw in another team that's going to be in Orlando.
Well, that's the only part of this we don't know is, are you going to continue where they were at on the schedule, or are you just going to draw names out of a hat? Or are you going to intermingle between conferences?
Well, I don't know if it matters what your conference is. Everybody's going to be in the same location that's going. I don't think that's a problem conference-wise. To my understanding, all we've heard so far, and we'll have more on this or we'll confirm it, you just take the schedule – and you go eight games, and if teams are on that aren't going back, you take them out, you bump the ones that are going to be there up, there's your eight games. The tough thing for Portland is this. I'm with you in the, at least we've got this, you know, we've got eight games at the very minimum. Maybe Portland can make that jump and become a playoff team. I don't give them any chance to beat the Lakers whatsoever, but at least we get to see Damian Lillard play basketball again, and we get to see Nurk and Collins. I don't know what the minutes restrictions will be. I just wonder where they're going to be as a team. This is the most interesting part of the NBA returning. We're going to find out what teams had guys actually working their asses off during this and what teams had guys openly admitting they didn't play basketball, ate a lot of food, and didn't exercise to the ability that they should. Now, that might be part of the big reason why this was pushed to the end of July.
I think it was.
Was because there's a lot of fat asses out there who did not exercise or do their part. So now you've got
guilty.
Extra time.
I'm right there with you.
You've got extra. Well, I heard you on the course. Diet's done.
Wedding's postponed.
Well, wedding's off right now.
Don't need that bod till next summer.
But that's what's really going to change this, right? Like, I feel good about Portland's chances in a one-game elimination with Memphis because of experience. But if Memphis's young guys have been balling all 3 months and Portland, half their team hasn't, that's going to put you at a disadvantage. So I think that's the other part of this, right? Of how different, how unique, and how weird this COVID season will be. But we're going to look back and go, oh, yeah, remember how Philly was way out of shape and they couldn't hang at all and they dropped four spots in the playoffs?
Joel Embiid added 25 pounds.
It's very possible. So we get to at least see that part of it.
I'm with you on the delay being caused by that. Look, there's a lot of stuff you got to figure out of when guys can return to practice. I don't know how many players have stayed in their home markets, how many have, or not home market, but just in the, where they're playing, how many have moved or gone back to wherever they usually live, right? So you got to get everybody back in the same spot. You got to test. And then I would be willing to gamble that a big part of that July 31st start date was the Players Association and the team saying, man, can we get a month at least? We got to get these guys back in shape because it's been tough for a lot of people. Gyms haven't been open. A lot of guys don't have access to them. They don't have hoops in their houses. Like, not everybody just has a full gym in their house and a full court in their backyard. A lot of players don't have that ability. So I think there's a bit of a runway there to say, let's go get everybody in shape. Watching how many minutes Collins and Nurkic play, I think, is going to be awesome for Blazer fans. You hope that everybody stays healthy and it doesn't screw something up next year. I also like the fact that they're not allowing a play-in for the seventh seed. That was one of the things that kind of frustrated me a little bit. I didn't quite understand that because you look in the Western Conference, for example, the Blazers are 10.5 games behind Dallas. There shouldn't be a scenario after 8 regular season games that they can get within a playing distance of having a round robin tournament to end up the 7th seed. That, to me, is unfair to what Dallas has done this year. The 8th seed, I'm okay with that. Memphis had a tough schedule coming up, and they were leaking oil before the thing stopped anyway. So you want to be within 4 games and have a play-in for that. The part of it that I love, too, is
I don't like that, by the way.
You don't like there's a play-in for it?
I like the play-in, and I'm going to ride with anything. Right? Like, this idea, I'm just happy it's back.
Sure.
Is it really fair to say, hey, Memphis, you're 4 up on Portland, now play for that spot?
Sure, it depends. They might not be 4 up because it's 3.5 right now. Sure. So Portland could shave that down to a game or a half game, and potentially.
And look, this is nitpicking at its finest. I am ecstatic. If you're 2.5 or closer, I'm in. I hope
four
this doesn't
too big.
Well, it's just, yeah, you play a long season, you're 4 back. That's a big swing.
The part of it too, though, at least that they built in is that so let's say that's the case. Portland's the 9, Memphis is the 8. Portland would have to beat them back to back games.
Right.
So it's not a single elimination for them. Memphis would just have to win one game against Portland. So that's where it evens out a little bit for me is that if they come out, win the first game against Portland, boom, they're the 8 seed. If they lose the first, they still have a chance to beat Portland and get the 8 seed. And that's even assuming that it's Portland and not New Orleans or Sacramento because they're both going to be and San Antonio. They're all going to be there.
Well, and it's going to be fun because Memphis is such a young athletic team that nobody thought would be in the playoff hunt. Not to mention, by the way, kind of glossing over, and I know they're going to get a lot of TV time. Well, all of these teams are. Zion. Yeah. Zion's going to be in Orlando and the Pelicans were starting to play good basketball.
They were. How fat is he going to be though?
Well, and that,
I mean, come on.
Maybe he kept himself in shape. Our number 2 in this city openly admitted he hasn't touched a basketball prior to that facility being open. I saw him on TV a couple times. Looked like he gained a couple LBs.
Remember Zion's first game back?
Yeah.
He looked like an offensive lineman.
He also hit 4 threes.
He did. He got hot late. The other one, I know we're against it. The last one I'll point out here too is keep an eye on. Now, there hasn't been anything concrete on it. Keep an eye on Brooklyn. Now, I know Kyrie's gone, but they have floated the notion.
He won't play.
They're saying officially that he's not going to play?
He will not play.
Because somebody on that team came out like 2 weeks ago and said, if there's a thing, and we're back in July.
No way.
He could be ready.
There is
get him some minutes.
I will buy you lunch.
If he plays.
If Kevin Durant plays, he is not playing.
What if he comes back and they win the East?
Well, first of all, he's not good enough for them to win the East this year, even if he does return. They're not better than Toronto. They're not better than the Bucks. So he could come back, but they're not winning anything. No chance, I think, Kevin Durant comes back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.